back to another episode of the Bubbles Podcast. I am very sad today, actually.
Hi, James. How are you?
Sad.
Why are you sad?
This is a very sad day for the Bubbles Podcast. So we have some news about Topo Chico.
Breaking news.
Topo Chico is not good for you. Apparently.
What? Are you sure?
I really want them to retest it because this blew my mind. There is a thing called PFAs, and they are chemicals that are found in majority of sparkling waters.
In all waters, I think. And there's been some reports coming out that they're in groundwater and in water systems across the U.S. and the world, and also popping up in a lot of different bottled waters.
And what this chemical does is it stays in your body and it can cause reproductive harm, cancers, and birth defects, just some terrible stuff. But
so we're talking about PFAS chemicals, right? Which are chemicals, they're derived from different chemical processes and often found in like firefighting foam, in bike product chemicals from producing Teflon and lots of industrial chemicals. So what this gets to is, a lot of the big time industries polluting the groundwater with the runoff and the byproducts from their chemical manufacturing processes. Not cool.
So all waters have this, right? Which is not what we're worried about. What we're worried about is the amount. Because, here, let me look at the statistics chart.
Well, while you look at that, there's something else that I'm really worried about, James, which is regulation. So neither the EPA nor the FDA are setting, what are tolerable limits and monitoring industry for these PFAS in water, whether it's groundwater or bottled water. They've set kind of a tolerance guideline. But there's really no regulation for it. So I think we need to call for all of the bottled water manufacturing companies and stuff to self-regulate and make sure that they don't have these chemicals going into their water.
Yeah, so let me read these off to you. So we're going to go from lowest to highest. So Perrier, 1.1 part per trillion. That's not bad. Then we have LaCroix, 1.16 per part per trillion. Then we have Canada Dry, 1.24 part per trillion. Jeez, I am messing this up. Then we have Poland Spring Lime, 1.66 part per trillion. Bubbly Blackberry, 2.24 part per trillion. Polar Seltzer, 6.41 part per trillion. And then Topo Chico, 9.76 part per trillion.
Wow.
That is so sad.
Well, let's walk this back a little bit, James, because if you think about part per trillion, we're talking about tiny, tiny, tiny microscopic trace, amounts of these things in the water, which is still, the water's safe to drink. Let's start with that.
It will still harm you over a long period.
It could harm you over a long period of time, potentially. But what an interesting list, because there's some waters on that list that are natural, just bottled at the source, like Topo Chico. And then there's other waters on that list that go through all the reverse osmosis and have been like highly, highly processed. So
I think that's part of it, because this stuff is naturally occurring, and it may be bad for you, but I don't think
it's not naturally occurring. That's the problem with it. It's this is byproducts from chemical production.
Yeah, what I mean is, now it's being found in groundwater and things like that, and in natural springs. So what comes with that is, do you really want to sacrifice all the good things that come from natural spring water? Do you really want to sacrifice all the good things that come from natural spring water to have a low PFA count? And that's where Liquid Death comes in.
Oh yeah, because Liquid Death.
I did a tad bit of research here and there, and Liquid Death has an extremely low, completely safe to drink PFA count with while being a completely natural canned at the source, I should say, because it's in the can.
Yeah.
spring water.
And that comes out of Switzerland, right? In the Alps?
Yeah, where there's a lot less pollution there.
I bet. I bet if you're, you know, up in the Alps, there's not a lot of chemical production going on, and they're not using a lot of those chemicals. So I could see how that could be a lot purer.
So this is going to change quite a bit of our spring theory here. Drink more mountain spring water.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Or glacial water, like old water.
Or water that is less sourced from America or China, you know.
I don't think I've tried a Chinese water. That would be interesting.
Yeah, just places where there aren't a lot of distribution, that's where you're going to find lower PFA levels. So, we have quite a few waters on tap.
I'm thirsty, James.
Get into these?
We definitely should get into these. So, what do we have? What are we going to taste today on the Bubbles Podcast Bottle Cap Ratings Taste?
We have a treat for you, because these are all new waters for the Bubbles Podcast. So, you know what I think that deserves?
What's that, James?
I think it deserves a sting. Do you hear the alert? Do you hear the sirens?
New water alert.
It's coming!
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
So there's our sting and our ad. But, yeah, this... Okay, so we have quite a few waters here. We have four waters, and they are all new, like I've said before.
New to the podcast, anyway.
New to the pod.
Well, this first one I'm really excited to try, because I'll tell you what, I love the packaging. I think it's a really cool-looking bottle, and you see this water around quite a bit. It's quite popular. It's kind of a high-end water. It's Voss.
Voss water. And what comes with this water... What's special about this is because we've tried Voss on the pod before.
Regular Voss, yeah.
This is sparkling Voss. I don't know if we bought this on accident or on purpose, but we have sparkling Voss in the studio. I've never heard of this before. I thought it was only still.
Well, I'll tell you what, one thing to answer your question, when it comes to the Bubbles Podcast and how we source our product, it's never by accident. Always on purpose, always looking for new waters and different waters to try.
Yeah. So, you have the website pulled up here about all the total dissolved solids and everything on this water, right?
Well, why don't you crack it open and pour us some, and while you're doing that, I'll read you a little bit of information from the Voss website here.
That sounds good.
Voss Source sits in Iveland, a sparsely populated area on the southern tip of Norway. Confined in an aquifer deep beneath the earth, Voss water lies under layers of rock and sand, which creates a natural filter, protecting it from air and other pollutants. At Voss, we are proud of the quality of our products. Voss Water of Norway meets all bottled water standards for quality and safety in the U.S., federal, state, Norwegian, and international levels. Our scientists and independent certified laboratories perform extensive tests on the water source and finished bottled water products to ensure we exceed or are compliant with all bottled water requirements. So, and then here's the nutrients in it. Na 100, sodium, calcium Ca 3, magnesium less than 1, chloride 5, fluoride 0.1, and sulfate SO4 less than 5. It's running a pH of 4.7 to 5.5, so very low pH water. And the total dissolved solids, James, coming in at a big old 300.
Wow. Okay, so that fits what I was about to say. This bottle is luxury.
Cheers.
If you've ever had a normal Voss bottle, it is around the same. It's a little thinner, I would like to say. And the neck of the bottle is a lot smaller. And it feels like you're holding a very expensive water. Like something that would have to be imported. And I mean, it's from Norway.
It is imported.
But this is something that you can find on Amazon and in grocery stores.
Yeah, it's widely available, so, and it's good water.
Let's try this.
Let's try it. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Wow.
It's very lightly carbonated. Yeah. But the light carbonation really enhances the water and brings out the minerality in it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes. I get a kind of sweetened aftertaste.
Sweet?
Like, not a
Hmm. Well, part of that is I think the low pH of this water too makes it very neutral.
Yeah.
And it's quite drinkable and refreshing. Absolutely.
It's very drinkable and refreshing, but you still get a nice taste. This is a good water. This is a very good water.
That is a treat. Good job, Voss.
That is a treat that doesn't have to be a treat.
And the thing about this bottle that's interesting is it looks like a big bottle. You know, size-wise, it takes up more than what you would usually see for like 500 milliliters or larger.
It's 375 milliliters.
Yeah, it's only a 12.7 fluid ounce bottle. So it's a small amount of product. Very nicely presented. I'm ready to give my bottle cap rating on this one.
Me too. Should we put the sting in? Or what are you thinking?
I think we should definitely put the sting in.
So here's our other sting. Woo!
Bottle cap ratings!
Yeah, so I am totally ready to give my bottle cap rating on this. I just need one more sip. Aw, you see, a thing I like to do while giving my bottle cap ratings is save some of my water so I can revisit it during the bottle cap rating.
Well, that's great, James. So I down mine, but I'm ready to give my rating anyway.
All right, what's your rating?
My rating is an 8 out of 10 on Voss Sparkling. It's great. It's a premium water. Yeah, I like it. Drink Voss water.
I'm going to give this... wait. I'm going to go up a half a point from you. 8.5. This is a very good water. It has a great presentation. Great smooth taste while having that slight carbonation. It's very drinkable while still having a great taste, which is hard to find, really. You find a lot of sparkling waters that have great taste, but very big bubbles, which makes it hard to really hydrate from it. And this does that perfectly while having a really nice presentation and still having an affordable price. I'm going to give this water a 8.5, maybe a 9 out of 10. 8.5 to 9 out of 10.
Nice. Solid rating, James. Cool. What's next? I'm still thirsty.
So... honestly, I think that that's going to be our best from the bunch here, because we have some other waters. They look okay, but they don't look as good as, nearly as good as that Voss water. So first here we have, or do you want to crack open Talking Rain next?
I do. I want to try Talking Rain, but I don't know anything about Talking Rain. Do you know anything about it?
No, this is a completely new water that comes in, it's in a can, like a small, like, soda can. Like a Sprite or Coca-Cola that you would get. All it says is pure and simple sparkling water. So I guess it's just pure and simple sparkling water. I bet it's purified.
Well, Talking Rain is a beverage company, and they have all sorts of different flavored waters, including caffeinated waters, different bubbling, sparkling waters with flavors. And then this is just their natural one.
Do they say where the source is from? Because I see some mountains, and it talks about live northwest, drink northwest, and I see some mountains, but there's a lot of mountains in the northwest.
It should say on the can there.
That's the thing, it doesn't.
What does it say here?
A Pacific Northwest favorite for over 30 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can't quite tell where the source is from. It looks like it's going to be an okay water. What I'm scared of is I think it's purified. So.
Well, let's try it. Why don't you crack it open and I'll see if I can find anything on their website here about the water.
All right. And then... excuse the cat in the background.
It's definitely from the Pacific Northwest. And it has definitely very little information, if any, about the source of the water on their website.
Okay.
Cheers, James.
Cheers. That's a purified water.
Yeah, it's really, you can tell it doesn't have a lot of complexity to it. I would expect that it has an extremely low total dissolved solids and mineral content.
I'm considering pouring this out. I'm gonna try to finish it, but I'm not very thirsty right now, and water doesn't have much taste. All you get is the taste of the 100% not natural carbonation from the water, which is just like if you were to take, you would expect because just taking water from your fridge and putting it in a soda stream, it'll taste pretty good, right? But you expect something more from a canned water, bottled water, you know. But that's what you're getting here. You're just getting carbonated tap water, and I'm not a fan of it. Yeah.
Here I've got the nutritional facts on it. Yeah, it's really nothing. No sodium. It's all zeros.
It's all zeros. It's literally all zeros.
And it just says carbonated water. It doesn't tell you where it's from. So yeah, that's Talking Rain. I'm going to chalk this one up to a beverage company that has several different flavored beverages that have artificial sweeteners and those types of things in it. And then this is just kind of their plain original, flavor. I'm not really loving this water too much. Nothing special about the packaging or the branding either. It's going to go ahead and get 2 out of 10 bottle caps from Steve.
I completely agree with you. Actually, I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10 because it's tap water in a can that's carbonated.
Okay.
It doesn't even tell you the source of it, right? It doesn't tell you the source. There's no nutritional facts.
Yeah, we like transparency in packaging and marketing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what knocked Clearly Canadian down 2 points for me.
Sure did. Yeah. I remember that on the last episode. You started at a 7, ended at a 5.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's move on. What else do we got here, James?
What we have is a James that really wants to throw out this water because it's hard to finish.
You can do it. Drink it up.
All right. So do you want to do, which one of these do you want to do? I'll let you choose.
I want to do this one with the hula girl on it.
Hawaiian Isles, 100% Hawaiian purified water. Why do you do this? You take water from Hawaii and you purify it and then bottle it and ship it out instead of just, you know, keeping the water in its pureness. I don't understand. Now you look at the nutritional facts and there's no sodium, nothing here. Like, you can't see the total dissolved solids because they purify water. They take it from Hawaii, they purify it, and then they put it in a bottle. Just take the Hawaiian water, make sure it's safe to drink, and put it in a bottle. It makes it 10 times better. You can sell it for more. You can profit off of it. Instead, you decide to make this cheap water that might as well just be Nestle water.
Well, we haven't even tried it yet, so let's give it a chance, James, here. So this is from Hawaiian Isles Water Company, Our Story, locally owned and operated. Made in Hawaii. Hawaiian Water Company plant was built in 1996 and is certified by the state of Hawaii. They're compliant with FDA, health board, blah, blah, blah. At peak capacity, they can produce more than 100,000 bottles of water every day. So this is a big operation. That's a lot of water.
Oh boy, that's awesome. They're compliant with the FDA.
How about this? Hawaiian Isles bottled water is purer than Hawaii's tap water. Our water source is the Halawa Shaft, the base municipal water supply pump. The base municipal water supply, which pumps water via deep wells from the natural aquifer beneath the island of Oahu. However, that is where the similarity ends. Hawaiian Isles Water Company then purifies the water to a level than less than 5 parts per million total dissolved solids. The process creates ultra-pure water containing no fat, proteins, cholesterol, mineral content, calcium, and iron are also negligible.
I don't think your water should be containing fat.
No. Hawaiian Isle bottled water has no caffeine. It contains no calories, no caffeine, sodium, sugar, chloride, artificial flavors. Well, we would want all that. We would not want any of that in our water, right?
Why would you purify it to the point where there's less than 5 total dissolved solids? We would want the dissolved solids. We would want the sodium. It's what gives the water its uniqueness. I don't understand why companies do this. You know, they find a nice source and then they decide to ruin it.
Should we try it?
Try it. Yep, I learned my lesson. I poured myself barely any and I'm glad I did.
Why, you don't like it?
I do not like this water. It is, it's bitter. It's very bitter.
Oh, it has a little bitter aftertaste, huh?
It is very bitter. It goes down your throat. It's very smooth. I'll give them that. It's, it slides
it
down
your smooth.
Throat.
You know what's surprising to me about this water is how smooth it is with no very, very low sodium content and silica, no silica or other minerals, because it is quite smooth.
You know why?
Why?
They took everything out of it. They stripped it from its natural water being. I don't like what this company did to its water source. Not as water source. I mean, they still have a chance to not ultra purify it and sell it, but this water it slides down your throat. But I mean, it's so bitter and
well,
nasty.
I will chalk this one up to creative marketing. I mean, it's a nice picture of the Aloha Hula girl on the cover with the orchids, and you know, it reminds you of the purity and kind of tropical nature of Hawaii. But it's not great water, is it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm silently celebrating because I...
You have a bottle cap ready?
Oh, yeah. I just took a quick look at our next water, and it actually has stuff in it, so I'm happy about that. I'm giving this a 1 out of 10. It's not good. I think the Talking Rain had better packaging than it.
Okay. Well, for the water, I like the taste of this water better than the Talking Rain, even though it's a still and not a sparkling. So I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 10 bottle caps.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in this water. But our next water here,
Is this really a water, James? I don't even know if this qualifies to be on the Bubbles podcast.
It's maple water.
Is it from Canada?
Organic maple water. I'm not sure. I think they just... let me see. Is it from Canada? Canada, Canada, Canada. It is from where? What is up with these people not telling us the source?
So this is Drink Simple Pure Maple Water, right?
Yes. All right. So here, look, can I tell you what is in this? It's less sugar than coconut water, more manganese than a cup of kale. I would hope it's vegan. It says vegan. It's gluten-free.
Be really worried if any of my water wasn't vegan.
Yeah. It's a naturally alkaline. Okay, it's naturally alkaline. I want us to talk about this.
Okay.
Alkaline waters are a scam. So, naturally alkaline waters like this is what you want. You want something that will actually help your body. What they do with alkaline waters, quote-unquote, I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I think
Millen helped us with some deep information on it, yeah. Too.
They purify it, right, and, like, strip it, and then they add alkaline to it, which does not do anything. It doesn't do anything. Naturally, alkaline water will actually help and, like, revitalize your body. So, this is naturally alkaline 7.4 pH water. It has electrolytes, antioxidants, and prebiotics in it. So that's about it. It has 37 milligrams of calcium, 35 milligrams of potassium, and 0.9 milligrams of manganese, which is 40% of your daily intake.
It has some calories too, huh?
It has 30 calories. I think that's because of the sugar content.
Okay. Well, here I've got a little bit of information from the website. It says one ingredient, 46 nutrients. Only a tree could manufacture water this pure and this hydrating. Maple water is the natural water that comes from the tree. It's low calorie, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, contains 46 naturally occurring plant powdered nutrients such as polyphenols, antioxidants, prebiotics, minerals, and electrolytes. It also has half the sugar of coconut water and more manganese than a cup of kale. I think you already said that. Oh, and yes, this water. It is the only water that has a little hint of natural maple flavor and wicked chuggable after a hard workout.
All right.
Okay.
So, here we go. Oh, it has a, that's odd.
It's got a safety seal on there.
It has an aluminum safety seal.
Yeah.
So, let's get this open. Here, I'm close to getting it. I just don't want to spill it. That's why.
Do you want me to help you with that?
Nope, I got it. Okay. There we go. So, looking at this water.
Let's see.
Oh, wow. Smell that.
It smells like maple?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Oh, it's very clear.
It's clear.
It's more clear than most waters.
It's a little viscous. You can tell it's a little thicker. There's some stuff in it.
All right. Cheers. I'm going to pour myself some more if this is good. Whoa. Whoa. Wait a minute. That is maple syrup water.
It is. It tastes like water mixed with maple syrup. That's exactly what it is. That's what it tastes like.
But it's good for you.
Is it good for you?
More manganese than a cup of kale. That has to be a good thing, right? Yeah, I think this is good for you.
So I would categorize this as a healthy beverage, but not a water.
It has 7 grams of sugar.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say this is a... Well, this is a naturally occurring thing. They don't add anything to it. I would classify it as a water.
Are you sure?
Just from something else. Yeah.
It comes right out of the tree just like this? I don't think so.
I think it does. It comes right out of the maple tree like this. Is there any... There's no added sugars. No trans fats. There's 8 grams of carbohydrates, but that's from a tree, right? Yeah, I think this is a completely natural water. I'm going to call it a water.
I'm going to disagree with you there, James. I'm sure that they have a manufacturing process going on to take some water and to mix it with the maple product that they're getting from the tree to come up with this product.
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
Man, that is sugary. Yeah, I'm not having any more of that because that is really sugary. But that, yeah, if you're going to have a workout, I can see how that can be kind of refreshing after a really hard workout if you have a little of a sweet tooth or something. All right, so we have some other topics here, if you want to get into those, because that was our water tasting.
We do, but right? Why don't we take a quick break? You know what I'm going to do, James, during what? The break? I'm going to get a liquid death.
I want to get one, too.
So I'll get a liquid death. We can share one, okay?
Okay. Let's go. Woo! We're back with our liquid deaths.
Oh, yeah. You know what, James? We drank all those waters, but I'm still thirsty. And there's only one thing that can murder my thirst.
Liquid death. Speaking of murdering your thirst, I think they updated the story on the side of the can, if I can read it quickly.
If you can pour me some first, I would like that.
Okay. Here you go. So this has a low PFA level while still being a completely natural spring water. So, oh, sorry. Spilled a little there. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that is a good water.
Oh, yeah. Full flavor.
Okay. So, it says, when a group of teenagers set off into the mountains for a weekend of regular water in plastic bottles, they became hunted by an aluminum can of mountain water that was dead set on murdering their thirst and recycling their souls. Once cracked open, no thirst is safe from liquid death. After ritually dismembering its thirst victims, this brutal can of water used the severed body parts of dead thirst to build itself a flesh suit, which it used as a disguise to get a job in marketing. But liquid death never took the job. It just murdered a bunch more thirsts instead. Okay, so I'm assuming the melted skull on the face of liquid death is liquid death's flesh suit melting?
Maybe, yeah. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's sick. So that's liquid death's origin story, apparently. And
liquid death's coming a lot more popular.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. I'm seeing like TikTok sponsorships by liquid death now.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention on the podcast, James, is I wanted to give another shout out to our friend and water technologist and water sommelier, Milan Patel, on completing his full month of supporting WaterAid.
Nice.
Drinking only water for the month of January and raising awareness for WaterAid. You know, WaterAid, one of the things that they're trying to raise awareness for is 43% of hospitals do not have clean water around the world.
Wow.
And clean water is our best defense against COVID-19. you know, and making sure that people can get the help that they need. So good job, Millen, and everyone else that supported WaterAid and donated to that good cause, raising awareness for clean water around the world.
Well, more than our number one defense on COVID vaccine, it's our number one defense on life. If you don't have clean water, you're not going to live as long as you should.
Absolutely, and, James.
That's a very sad thing to think about, but we're trying to fix this problem one step at a time.
Yeah, and it's not just a, you know, other side of the world or third world country problem. I mean, we've had huge problems with the water supply here in the United States as well. You know, Flint, Michigan is a great example of that, of a contaminated water supply, you know, provided to the public. A lot of people got really sick.
Yeah. Also, speaking of shout outs, when we were talking about, I want to give a shout out to our barbershop.
Oh, we found a great new barbershop, didn't we, James?
An amazing. It's called Kempt Barbershop. It's in where was it?
It's in Irvine, California.
Oh, it was still in Irvine. Nice. And yeah, they know about our podcast now. Maybe they're listening to this episode. And if you are, please try and get Liquid Death in your stock. This stuff is amazing, and apparently it has a low PFA level, so yay.
Yeah, yeah, that place was chill. I like that, James.
All right, so what I want to talk about here is I want to talk about Nestle, because Nestle is, we all know Nestle's a big company. You know, they own lots of stuff. But Nestle owns, here, let me pull this up quickly. Nestle owns 2,000 brands.
Wow, that's a lot of brands. They're a huge multinational conglomerate company.
So I'm gonna list off oh, okay, here, look, it has the waters. Perfect. Okay, so I'm gonna list off all the waters that Nestle owns. This is in alphabetical order. This is going to take a little while.
Well, you don't have to read all those out, James. Why don't you just mention some of the ones that you wouldn't think were owned by Nestle, but
mention
are.
I'll mention the big ones. So we have Aqua Panna, we have Aqua Mineral, we have Arrowhead. This is not all of them, by the way. This is like less than an eighth of them that I'm going to be listing. Deep Spring, Deer Park. Let's see. We have yeah, they own a ton, but I haven't heard about a lot of these. Well, that is not all of them. They own Perrier too, right? They own what else are they? They own a lot. They own a lot of waters, and some of them are much higher quality than others. But, yeah, they own, like, in just waters, they own, I would say, this is around 50. There is Perrier. Yeah, this is a crazy amount of brands they own. I just wanted to, like, point that out because they are a huge brand. Like, or a huge company, way bigger than I thought.
Yeah, it's a huge company. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we have, we have another thing here, birth of the bottled water industry.
The birth of the bottled water industry. This is interesting, James. And this is something that, you know, I think during my generation, bottled water really, really became popular, throughout the world.
Yeah, it says here the first commercially distributed water in America was bottled and sold by Jackson's Spa in Boston in 1767.
Wow, 1767.
It was thought to have therapeutic properties and that bathing in or drinking the water could help treat many common ailments. The popularity of bottled mineral waters quickly led to a market for imitation products. Carbonated waters developed as means of approximating the natural effervescence of spring bottled water. And in 1809, Joseph Hawkins was issued the first U.S. patent for imitation mineral water. As technological innovation in the 19th century lowered the cost of making glass and improved the production speed of bottling, bottled water was able to be produced on a larger scale and the beverage grew in popularity. So, it was a safer alternative to the municipal water supplies in the 19th century because it had stuff like cholera and typhoid in it.
Wow.
There was, 1973, the worst person on the planet, Nathaniel Wyeth, created the first plastic bottle to withstand the pressure of carbonated liquids.
Oh, man.
You ruined our Earth. How do you feel? But, I mean, they didn't know at that time, you know. It was a very big, innovation for them. And it was very useful. But, Perrier, with its signature small green bottle, further transformed the industry through the use of mass advertising. Until then, Perrier had been known primarily as a bar mixer. The company's first major slogan, Perrier Sis Fou, I probably butchered that. Perrier, it is crazy. That's what it translates to in English. So that's basically how it began to grow a ton. You know, just started off with a spa company.
Interesting. Yeah. And now it's a multi-billion dollar, trillion dollar industry.
Yeah. Where some people get their main source, a lot of people get their main source of water from.
Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about, James, is a little bit of water technology here local to us in Orange County. I've been doing a little bit of research about the Orange County Water District and their groundwater aquifer and groundwater replenishment system. There's actually a huge project going on right now to increase another 30 million gallons per day of additional drinking water. So what the project is, it's about the water reuse project, create additional drought-proof drinking water supply for a total of over 1 million people by expanding the highly purified recycled watering facility from 100 million gallons per day to 130 million gallons per day at the lowest cost of water per drop for Southern California. So this investment decreases the need for imported water from Northern California and from the Colorado River. And then it just keeps, the district on track for the needs of water in the future. It's a $310 million investment that the government here in Orange County is doing and creating 700 jobs. So I reached out to them, James, to see if we can get a chance to go and take a look at some of the facilities and learn some more. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So for a future podcast, we can do something like that.
Yeah, and we could potentially get a little on-the-go podcast segment in the factory.
Yeah, oh, that would be great. Yeah. On-location pod.
Okay. So... is there anything else we have on tap for knowledge of, for a little knowledge
podcast? Let me take a look at what else I've got on here
today. Yeah, it seems we're I'm nearing the end of my notes here. I think this is going to be a decently sized podcast, if I'm going to be quite honest.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. I think we did well today, James.
Yeah, we finished up a Bond movie just now, huh? James Bond.
Which one did we see?
We saw A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill, yeah, 1985. How about those special effects, James? What do you think?
When they blew up the blimp, that was a great use of a miniature. But that's about 1983 special effects. They're okay. They're okay.
Before all the computer-generated graphics and stuff like that, they had to do things a little bit differently with little models and things. Mm-hmm. I think it's really fun to watch those old movies.
Yeah, it's awesome to see how creative they got with the filmmaking. But
and that one, the villain was a young Christopher Walken. That was interesting to see, too.
It's crazy. That man aged so terribly.
Oh, I know poor Christopher Walken.
I know it's been 40 years, but that man looks 90 years old.
Hey, I gotta have more cowbell. What's up for the rest of the day, James? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go hang out with my friends, maybe play some video games after. I'm just going to try and have a nice Sunday before I got to get back to school. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go play some tennis, maybe go for a bike ride. It's a nice day. Get outside, do some exercise, and recharge my batteries so I get back to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you like listening to our podcast, you can rate and review us wherever you're listening to. We would prefer 5 stars, but really give us whatever you'd like. If you're listening on Anchor, you can scroll up to the top of our page there and click that little voice message button, and you'll be able to send in a voice message. We'll get a little alert from there.
Oh, and hey, check out our Insta at The Bubbles Podcast.
Yeah. You can email us at TheBubblesPodcast@gmail.com.
And TikTok, right?
Yeah, you can follow us at The Bubbles Podcast on there.
You gonna put some content up on TikTok today?
I'm not sure. I'm not very good at posting on TikTok, really. I'm not sure what to put on there. Because it's a very specific video platform that's hard for podcasts.
Well, I would say you should put some waters up on there. Some of the waters that we're trying.
So, do we have any other social media? Any other thing that we can plug? Or is that about it?
I think that pretty much wraps it up, James.
So, without further ado, I'm James.
I'm Steve.
And this has been...
Bubbles!
Bubbles! Yay, we love terrible outros. Woo!